CD3.
Footprint Reading Library, Level 800. Series Editor, Rob Waring. Copyright 2008. Published by Heinle, a part of Cengage Learning. All rights reserved. Level 800, CD 3, Track 1. Exciting Activities. Don't Believe Your Eyes.
Camali looks just like any other small town on the Italian coast. The little coloured houses face the sea. The sunlight warms their beauty. But if you look carefully at the houses and other buildings, you'll see something very interesting and very unusual. In the town of Camali, there are many things that seem real, but they're not. This fishing village near Genoa is full of trompe-l'œil, an art technique in which nothing is what it seems to be. For example, windows open in solid walls. There seems to be elaborate stonework, but it isn't stonework, it's paint. And while some flowers die, other flowers live for years. Why? Because they're painted on the building. Trompe-l'œil has been around for a long time. In the past, Camali's fishermen used to paint their houses in bright colours and unusual designs. They included things like elaborate facades and balconies on them as well. They did this so that they could see their homes easily from the water. Then, in the 1700s, this style of art became a way to make small, simple buildings look grand. It also made them seem like they cost a lot of money. But what about today? Well, there are still thousands of trompe-l'œil houses in this area of Italy. However, now there are only a few artists that are available to paint them. Raffaella Stracca is one of these artists. Trompe-l'œil is in Raffaella's family. She learnt this special technique, or style of painting, from her grandmother. Raffaella has not forgotten the history of trompe-l'œil either. She uses a mixture of old and new methods to create her work. Raffaella says that trompe-l'œil is a tradition that has started to return. You find a lot of these painted facades in the area of Liguria a lot, she explains. But for a while, it seemed like no one was doing them anymore, she adds. Becoming a good trompe-l'œil painter is difficult. It takes a lot of time and a lot of study. Raffaella has worked for 20 years to be able to paint stone so well that it looks real, even when you look at it closely. Like most painters, Raffaella learned trompe-l'œil from other artists, not in a school. However, this has become an issue these days. There are now fewer artists. Therefore, there are fewer teachers and fewer places for new painters to learn. In the city of Florence, the Palazzo Spinelli Art School has one of the few trompe-l'œil courses available. There, painters study for a full year to learn how to create everything from trompe-l'œil stonework to fake doors. Most students at the school are international. They have come from other countries to learn the technique. However, they do understand that the technique is a very Italian tradition. One visiting student explains, "I haven't seen anywhere else in the world with as much trompe-l'œil and mural painting as I've seen here in Italy." Carlo Pere is one artist who studied trompe-l'œil and now he's made a business out of it. His customers are often people who live in small houses or city flats. They want to buy Pere's trompe-l'œil terraces and balconies to improve the appearance of their homes. Pere's trompe-l'œil projects can make a small flat look much bigger. But it's not just about appearance. Pere feels that the purpose of trompe-l'œil is to bring something unexpected to a new place. He explains his feelings. Trump-Loy means bringing the central city of Milan to the sea, he says, or the sea to the mountains, or even the mountains to the sea. Perret's painting style comes from history and the past. He uses an art book from the 1300s to study the theory of the technique. He only uses traditional style paints and mixes them by hand. He does all of this for one reason, to protect the Trump-Loy traditions. He also believes that art should be for everyone. It's easy to see, he says. If we lose the Trump-Loy tradition, then very little of Kamali's culture will remain. We'll have museums, but that's not much. According to Perret, culture should be seen, everyone should enjoy it. Fortunately, in this part of Italy, you can still see the local art and culture everywhere. It's in the streets, in the bay, and in the cafes. But remember, in Kamali, what you see may not be what you think it is, so don't always believe your eyes.